was a wretch. I remember who I was. I was lost. I was blind. I was running out of time. Sin separated. The breach was far too wide. But from the far side of the chasm, you held me in your sight. So you made a way across the great divide. Left behind heaven's throne to build it here inside. And there at the cross, you paid the debt I owe. Broke my chains, freed my soul for the first time I am whole. Thank you, Jesus, for the blood of life. Thank you, Jesus, who has washed me white. Thank you, Jesus, you have saved my life. Brought me from the darkness into glorious light. You took my place, laid inside my tomb of sin. No sting, and life has no end. I have been transformed by the blood of the Lamb. Thank you, Jesus, for the blood of life. Thank you, Jesus, it has washed me white. Thank you,
church at Asheville. Make yourself at home. Please sing with us, worship Amen. With us, clap your hands, raise your hands, sway side to side, or sit very, very still. All of that is welcome here.
Amen.
cast my mind to Calvary, where Jesus bled and died for me. I see his wounds, his hands, his feet, my Savior on that cursed tree. Body bound and drenched in tears, they laid him down in Joseph's tomb. The entrance sealed by heavy stone. Messiah still and all
earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven rolled aside the stone and sat on it. He says, "Don't be afraid. I know you are looking for Jesus who is crucified. He isn't here. He's risen from the dead, just as he said would happen. The conqueror, victorious king and lord over every living thing." They tried to reject him, but he couldn't be ignored. They tried to take him out, but he couldn't be defeated. They said he was dead, but they didn't know the ending. Mighty Savior, he reigns forever. Jesus is alive.
Tears are streaming from her eyes. Slowing down as she reached the tomb because the stone's been rolled away. She covered her mouth in complete surprise as she heard the angel say, their whole world was already shattered. They got nothing left to lose. John was the first to arrive on the scene, but Peter came dashing in. But the only thing left was a pile of grave clothes where Jesus Christ had been.
He is risen. He is risen. And he lives forevermore.
John were racing to the tomb to verify the news. Their whole world was already shattered. They had nothing left to lose. John was the first to arrive on the scene, and Peter came dashing in. Tell you what, but the only thing left was a pile of grave clothes where Jesus Christ had been. Yeah, yeah.
Come on, celebrate the resurrection of our.
because. Because of that resurrection, we have a hope. Hallelujah.
There is a peace I've come to know.
you, Jesus. We're going to let you be seated for a moment, and I'm going to ask that Bridget give us our announcements, and then we will worship the Lord in our giving. Thank you, Jesus. It's all right, y'all. Thank you, Jesus. Sometimes you can't give the announcements because you're still worshiping. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Next week, we are going to be doing Mission Sunday. Usually we do that the first Sunday of the month, but that's going to be next week. Veterans Village, thank you for all who came out on Friday. Wasn't that awesome? Tina tried out a new recipe on the veterans, and it was a huge success. Wonderful time with the vets, so join us the first Friday of each month at Veterans Village. This Wednesday night, Bible study in Douglas Hall. We always serve dinner with that, so join us at 6:30. Just come on straight from work. We'll feed you, and you get to sit at a table. You're not sitting in here. You're sitting at a table, so it'll hold your plate real good. And it's a good time of fellowship, and we're in the book of Genesis. It's been fascinating. And then on April the 18th is the third Saturday of the month. We'll be going to Bella Vista, which is right next door, to do a hymn singing from 3 to 4 p.m., and that's always a wonderful time. Don't forget, on Tuesday, April the 14th, we are doing a church training pathway disability ministry with Joni and friends. Joni and friends. Russ Duncan will be speaking. That begins at 8:30 a.m., and you will be fed that day, and it will be amazing. You can register online so they know how many people to prepare for. Just go to thechurchatashville.com, and you'll be able to register for that. It is there's no charge. And then on May 24th, which this is so cool, May 24th, which is the Sunday in the midst of Memorial Day weekend, we're celebrating. That's Pentecost Sunday. And we're celebrating our 37th anniversary, the 37th anniversary of the Church at Asheville. Y'all look so good in your 30s. Y'all be hurting a little bit. Me and Andre were commiserating before church about how we hurt a little bit. He was doing a bunch of yard work yesterday, and he's hurting. And I didn't tell him, well, I'm having to wear compression socks today because there's a little bit of a heel on these boots, and I had to wear my fancy dress duds because it's Easter. So I'm wearing neon green compression socks. And nobody would have known, except I just told you. All right. So please, 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 please come out if you can and join us on April 14th. That's going to be really cool. We're helping train other church leaders on how to welcome differently abled individuals into their congregation and how to make space for them, because we want everyone to get to have a part of the body of Christ. You know, and Amen. It's kind of a big deal. It's a good thing. Praise the Lord.
The Easter egg hunt has been interrupted by rain, so there will be Easter baskets for the children as they leave.
An Easter basket drawing instead of an Easter egg hunt, because it is muddy, and we want you parents to still love us. On Easter Monday. So for those that are 12 years and under, we will let you know when it's time to go out and receive a number, just like at the DMV. We're training our children. We're like, hey, just a few more years, You'll be getting this number to do your driver's test. And it'll be good. All right. If we could have some ushers, we're going to worship the Lord in our giving this morning. Oh, one more.
We are hosting a ministry team.
Oh, thank you.
This week.
Yes.
Some of them arrived this evening. Some of them arrived this morning. They will be with us at Bible study, but they're here from Georgia serving in Fiskeview. 2 weeks after that, we'll be hosting another team, a little bit smaller, but just so you're aware.
Yes. Right, so if you come up to the church during the week and you see strange cars, it's because there's strangers in the house. I don't know what to tell you. When the Lord said, let's host missions teams, we were all like, yeah, yeah, yeah. But then sometimes we forget, who are these people? What are they doing here? They're blessing our community. So please keep our missions teams in prayer because they're coming from other states and other places to bless our community, and that's pretty awesome, actually. Lord, we thank you so much that you blessed us so much this week. You have poured out on us just immeasurably. And today we really celebrate the greatest gift of all. And so, like in the midst of this worship service, we just want to give back a portion of what you've given to us, that you will use it for your glory. Not just what we give here, but what we keep to take care of our families. We want you to be in all of it, Lord, and make it meet the needs. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
It wouldn't be right for us to have Easter service without doing a traditional Easter song. Now, I realize that the younger folks are not going to know this song, but that's okay. We're going to put the words on the screen. He lives.
Yeah.
And it's okay. You're going to have to hit falsetta in the chorus, y'all. Just go ahead and embrace that. Embrace that you're about to hit notes that you never hit except when you stump your toe. Okay? It's good, though. It's good.
I serve a risen Savior. He's in the world today. I know that he is living no matter what men say. I see his hand of mercy. I hear his voice of cheer. And just the time I need him, he's always near. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to
verse 3.
Rejoice, rejoice, O Christian, lift up your voice and sing. Eternal hallelujahs to Jesus Christ the King, the hope of all who seek him, the help to all who find. None other is so loving, so good and kind. He lives, he lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lives. He
That was amazing. You guys have been holding out. Y'all been holding out. We're going to dismiss our worship team and our children and young people. If you will go with Mindy the Awesome. Mindy the Awesome is going to be teaching you guys this morning. And we will send somebody to get you, to bring you back in for communion at the end of the service. Thank you, Jesus. Today is such an amazing celebration. This whole weekend, you couldn't help but think about what it meant, right? What it meant for Christ to have suffered and died for us. And I was really hoping that the Lord would give me such a message that it would just blow your socks off and you would all be swooning in the spirit. And what he gave me is his word, which if you know the book of Hebrews, you know that his word is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, dividing asunder even the soul and the spirit. Like it's able, that's how fine it is. And it can even discern the thoughts and intents of the heart. That's more than my words can ever do. So we're going to start today with our scripture text, which is in the book of Hebrews, chapter 10. In Jesus' name, Lord, in Jesus' name. Hebrews chapter 10, verses 16 through 20. This is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their hearts, and in their minds will I write them, and their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. Now where remission of these is, there is no more offering for sin. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which he hath consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh. Lord, we thank you so much for this opportunity to hear your voice, to have you speak to us through your word. Lord Jesus, we ask that we would have ears to hear and hearts to respond to what you are doing in us and in this body. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Everyone say amen. You may be seated if you want to. Thank you, Jesus. Because I'm going to have to pace and carry my Bible.
I'm going to have to switch mics. Mike? Switching mics, Mike.
Thank you, Jesus. All right. We are going to go to the book of Leviticus, chapter 16. Leviticus, chapter 16. These pants don't have any pockets, so I have to tuck my handkerchief in my waistband. I'm just telling it all today. I think there might be something about that thing about you get older and you just say so much and you don't mean to. And it's just like, they don't need to know about what color your socks are. Stop. Okay. All right. Okay, so we just read this passage of scripture in Hebrews that tells us that he has invited us to be bold, entering into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way which he hath consecrated for us through the veil, okay? The veil that separated the Holy of Holies from the tabernacle, the bigger part of the tabernacle. That is to say, his flesh. We're going to go back to Leviticus chapter 16 and read some scripture here. This is in reference to the Day of Atonement. This is not in reference to Passover, but this is in reference to the one day in the year in which Israel would receive forgiveness of sins. So you can see how it's relevant. Chapter 16 of Leviticus, beginning in verse 2. And the Lord said unto Moses, speak unto Aaron your brother, that he come not at all times into the holy place within the veil before the mercy seat, which is upon the ark, that he die not. For I will appear in the cloud upon the mercy seat. Thus shall Aaron come into the holy place with a young bullock for a sin offering and a ram for a burnt offering. He shall put on the holy linen coat And he shall have linen breeches upon his flesh, and shall be girded with a linen girdle. With the linen mitre shall he be attired. These are holy garments. Therefore shall he wash his flesh in water, and so put them on. And he shall take of the congregation of the children of Israel 2 kid goats for a sin offering, and 1 ram for a burnt offering. And Aaron shall offer his bullock of the sin offering, which is for himself, and make an atonement for himself and for his house. You see, Aaron is the high priest. He's got to first make atonement for himself and his house. Verse 7, and he shall take the 2 goats and present them before the Lord at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And Aaron shall cast lots upon the 2 goats, 1 lot for the Lord and the other lot for the scapegoat. And Aaron shall bring the goat upon which the Lord's lot fell and offer him for a sin offering. But the goat on which the lot fell to be the scapegoat shall be presented alive before the Lord to make atonement with him and to let him go for a scapegoat into the wilderness. At first you think that that guy got the better end of the deal. And Aaron shall bring the bullock of the sin offering, which is for himself, and shall make an atonement for himself and for his house, and shall kill the bullock of the sin offering, which is for himself. And he shall take a censer full of burning coals of fire from off the altar before the Lord, and his hands full of sweet incense, beaten small, and bring it within the veil. And he shall put the incense upon the fire before the Lord, that the cloud of the incense may cover the mercy seat that is upon the testimony, that he die not. Something about coming into the presence of God, it requires that worship, right? That's why we start with worship, even today, on the Lord's Day. And he shall take of the blood of the bullock and sprinkle it with his finger upon the mercy seat eastward. And before the mercy seat shall he sprinkle of the blood with his finger 7 times. Then shall he kill the goat of the sin offering. This is for the people. And he bring his blood within the veil and do with that blood as he did with the blood of the bullock, and sprinkle it upon the mercy seat and before the mercy seat. And he shall make an atonement for the holy place because of the uncleanness of the children of Israel, because of their transgressions in all their sins. And so shall he do for the tabernacle of the congregation that remaineth among them in the midst of their uncleanness. And there shall be no man in the tabernacle of the congregation when he goeth in to make an atonement in the holy place until he comes out and have made an atonement for himself and for his household and for all the congregation of Israel. Salvation is an individual thing. Nobody else was in the tabernacle when this happened. And he shall go out unto the altar that is before the Lord and make an atonement for it, and shall take of the blood of the bullock and of the blood of the goat and put it on the horns of the altar round about. And he shall sprinkle of the blood upon it with his finger 7 times and cleanse it and hallow it from the uncleanness of the children of Israel. And when he hath made an end of reconciling the holy place and the tabernacle of the congregation and the altar, he shall bring the live goat. And Aaron shall lay both hands upon the head of the live goat and confess over him all the iniquities of the children of Israel and all their transgressions in all their sins, putting them upon the head of the goat, and shall send him away by the hand of a fit man into the wilderness. And the goat shall bear upon him all their iniquities unto a land not inhabited, and he shall let the goat, let go the goat in the wilderness. Drop down to verse 30. For on that day shall the priest make an atonement for you to cleanse you, that you may be clean from all your sins before the Lord. Isaiah chapter 53. Who hath believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant and as a root out of a dry ground. He hath no form, no comeliness. And when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we, like sheep, have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so he openeth not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment, and who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgression of my people was he stricken. And he made his grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death, because he had done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed, he shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see of the travail of his soul, and shall be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. Therefore will I divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong. Because he hath poured out his soul unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors, and he bare the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors. Hebrews chapter 7, beginning in verse 19. For the law made nothing perfect, but the bringing in of a better hope did, by the which we draw near unto God. And inasmuch as not without an oath he was made priest, for those priests which were made without an oath, but this with an oath by him that said unto him, the Lord swear and will not repent, thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. By so much was Jesus made a surety of a better testament. And they were truly many priests, because they were not suffered to continue by reason of death. And they truly, but this man, because he continueth forever, hath an unchangeable priesthood. I love that.
Wherefore, he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. For such an high priest became us, who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and made higher than the heavens, who needeth not daily, as those high priests, to offer up sacrifice, first for his own sins, and then for the people's, for this he did once, when he offered up himself. Mark chapter 15, verse 37 through 39. And Jesus cried with a loud voice and gave up the ghost. And the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom. And the centurion which stood over against him saw that he so cried out and gave up the ghost. He said, truly this man was the Son of God. Hebrews chapter 9. Then verily, the first covenant had also ordinances of divine service and a worldly sanctuary. It's about to describe the tabernacle to us. For there was a tabernacle made, the first, wherein was the candlestick and the table and the showbread, which is called the sanctuary. And after the second veil, the tabernacle, which is called the holiest of all, which had the golden censer and the ark of the covenant overlaid round about with gold, wherein was the golden pot that had manna, and Aaron's rod that budded, and the tables of the covenant. And over it, the cherubim of glory shadowing the mercy seat, of which we cannot now speak particularly. Now, when these things were thus ordained, the priests went always into the first tabernacle, accomplishing the service of God. But into the second went the high priest alone, once every year, not without blood, which he offered for himself and for the errors of the people. The Holy Ghost, this signifying that the way into the holiest of all was not yet made manifest, while as yet the first tabernacle was standing, which was a figure for the time then present, in which were offered both gifts and sacrifices that could not make him that did service perfect, as pertaining to the conscience, which stood only in meats and drinks and diverse washings and carnal ordinances imposed on them until the time of Reformation. But Christ, being come an high priest of good things to come, by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. For if the blood of bulls and of goats and the ashes of an heifer sprinkling the unclean sanctifieth to the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, how much more will that purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hebrews chapter 10. For the law, having a shadow of good things to come, and not the very image of the things, can never, with those sacrifices which they offered year by year, continually, make the comers thereunto perfect. For then would they not have ceased to be offered? Because that the worshipers, once purged, should have had no more conscience of sins. But in those sacrifices, there is a remembrance again made of sins every year. For it is not possible that the blood of bulls and of goats should take away sins. Thank you, Jesus. Skip down to verse 9. And every priest standeth daily ministering and offering oftentimes the same sacrifices which can never take away sins. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God, from henceforth expecting till his enemies be made his footstool. For by one offering he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified. Whereof the Holy Ghost also is a witness to us. For after that he had said before, this is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their hearts, and into their minds will I write them, and their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. Now, where remission of these is, there is no more offering for sin. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which he hath consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh. And having an high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Thank you, Lord. You see that shadow of baptism there? Turn to Romans chapter 6. Thank you, Jesus. Romans chapter 6. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, you're seeing baptism, right? Burying, being planted, being raised up in newness. Thank you, Lord. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. For he that is dead is freed from sin. Hebrews chapter 13. Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as you have. For he hath said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Remember them which have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation. Jesus Christ, the same, yesterday, today, and forever. Be not carried about with diverse and strange doctrines, for it is a good thing that the heart be established with grace, not with meats, which have not profited them that have been occupied therein. We have an altar whereof they have no right to eat which serve the tabernacle. He's talking of spiritual things, y'all. For the bodies of those beasts whose blood is brought into the sanctuary by the high priest for sin are buried without the camp. The blood of that goat and the blood of that bullock that was sprinkled, those bodies are taken outside the camp and burned completely. Wherefore, Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered outside the gate. Let us go forth, therefore, unto him without the camp, bearing his reproach. For here have we no continuing city, but we seek one to come. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, that is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. But to do good and to communicate, forget not, for with such sacrifices, God is well pleased. Obey them that have the rule over you and submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls as they that must give account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief, for that's unprofitable for you. Pray for us, for we trust we have a good conscience, in all things willing to live honestly. But I beseech you the rather to do this, that I may be restored to you sooner. Now the God of peace, that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. One more passage of scripture in the book of John. John chapter 20. Beginning in verse 19. Then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, there came Jesus and stood in the midst and says unto them, peace be unto you. And when he had so said, he showed unto them his hands and his side. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. Then said Jesus to them again, peace be unto you. As my Father hath sent me, even so send I you. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and saith unto them, receive ye the Holy Ghost. For whosoever sins ye remit, they are remitted unto them. And whosoever sins ye retain, they are retained. But Thomas, one of the 12, called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said unto him, we have seen the Lord. But he said unto them, except I shall see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe. And after 8 days, again, his disciples were within, and Thomas was with them. Then came Jesus, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst and said, peace be unto you. Then saith he to Thomas, reach thither thy finger and behold my hands. And reach thither thy hand and thrust it into my side. And be not faithless, but believing. That's the kind of God we serve. He ain't even mad when we need him to increase our faith. And Thomas answered and said unto him, my Lord and my God. Jesus said unto him, Thomas, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are they which have not seen and yet have believed. This is why this story is in here. And many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life through his name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your word. The word of the Lord. I'm going to give us a moment before we move into communion. We need to pray, church family. We've just heard scripture that has told us that fulfilling all of these things in the Old Testament, that Christ allowed us access to the very presence of God through the veil, that the high priest alone was allowed to go through once a year. That Christ, in his giving of himself, is what tore away that separation. That the veil that separated us from God was made manifest in Christ Jesus, who gave himself to be torn apart for us to have direct relationship with God. That's amazing. A little girl in Sunday school was asked, why is it that Jesus is called the Word? And she said, because when God gave us Jesus, he said everything he wanted to say. Out of the mouths of babes, right? This morning, we are celebrating a risen Savior. We are celebrating that he didn't just give his life, but he bore all of our sorrows. He was both the sacrificial goat and he was the scapegoat that carried it. Can you imagine carrying the sins of the whole world? Can you imagine even carrying the sins of Israel for a year? I don't think those goats lived a very long time in the wilderness. He was the high priest. He was the sacrifice. And it was his spirit on the throne on the other side. He was the veil. He is everything. Every piece of furniture in the tabernacle and outside of it points to Jesus. So this morning is the best morning ever. Because it's the morning we have. We don't know about tomorrow morning. And we're already done with yesterday morning. If you need to make something right, go ahead and reconcile in yourself that you can't. Because you don't have it in you. You'll mess it up again. But you have a high priest in Jesus, who has given himself and has said, I will reconcile you unto God. I want us to pray this morning, and you can remain where you are. That's fine. But I want us to pray this morning, Lord, if there's anything in my heart that needs to get out, bring it to my mind. I want to talk to you about it. Some of you have already thought about some things that are on your heart that you need to get out. And you might be saying, well, I need to deal with it before I get it out. No, you don't. That's God's problem. You will mess it up. Don't mess it up. Give it to Jesus. In the words of the poet, turn it over to Jesus. He can work it out. This morning, all of your mess, all of your good stuff, all your bad stuff, just go ahead and give it to the Lord. And at the end of this prayer service, we're going to have the elders come and we're going to partake in communion together, because that is a unifying remembrance of what Christ did, in which we are able to be members one of another, right? Forgiving one another, forbearing one another, submitting one to another. Thank you, Lord. Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to ask at this time if our elders, Bridget, if you and Forrest would come and stand at the end of this aisle. John, if you and Karen would come and stand at the end of this aisle. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Kevin, will you give each pair some bread and some juice? Thank you, Jesus. As perhaps you may know from having read the story or having heard the story of how the night of Jesus's just suffering, that he first broke bread with his disciples. Even broke bread with the one that had betrayed him. Still washed the feet of the one who was going to betray him. That's what our Lord did. He calls us into that same living, or as the New Testament would say it, that same conversation. And we can't do it. We just can't. That's why we need a Savior. Because he did it all. And he can place in you the ability to forgive your worst enemy. He can place in you the ability to forgive and to love beyond measure. He can place in you healing from things you thought it's going to take more therapy than I've got years to live. He can do all of that. Now, I'll tell you right now, the Word of God gives us some promises. And in remembering His sacrifice, we're doing a couple things. And one of the things is that we're receiving healing for our souls. Because we're coming together in unity. In unity. Together. One body. Many members. Many members. One body. Thank you, Lord. We're going to have you guys, if y'all just come down. If you're on this side, come down that aisle. If you're on this side, y'all come down this aisle. And then you can just make your way back to your seat. And just take you a piece of bread and a little cup of juice. And hang on to it so we can partake together. Okay, y'all? Thank you, Jesus.
Remembrance of me. Partake of the bread. Mm-hmm. in remembrance of me. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your sacrifice. Thank you, Lord. 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 As our worship team returns to the stage,
I just want to read verse 26, where he says, "For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death until he come." I'm so thankful for the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. We're going to close out this service with some worship. Feel free to join us in worship.
Jesus, for the blood applied, thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Before we leave this house, I would be remiss if I did not ask if there is anyone who needs to be baptized in the lovely name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. All right. Thank you, Jesus. If you need to be baptized today, if you would just step to the back there where my husband Kevin. Kevin, raise your hand. Where my husband Kevin is. And he'll take you to where there's changing rooms and baptistry robes. You don't need anything. And the Lord can do his work. In Jesus' name. So much for your sweet spirit that has just been so awesome this morning. Lord, we're not leaving you here. You're everywhere. But in being here, we've sensitized our hearts a little more to feel you wherever we go. So please be with us, lead us and guide us, help us to overflow with your love so that someone can see the reason for the hope that is within us. In the mighty name of Jesus, everyone say amen.
Amen.
All right. If you are 12 or under the age of 12, if you could go into the foyer, there is a man in a hat and a woman in a beautiful floral print dress that will give you a number. It is a special number. It is a number that coordinates with a basket, a special basket. In which there are prize eggs, some of which have candy, and some of which may possibly have money. As for those of you who are alive and remain, God bless you. Have a wonderful, wonderful week. Thank you for spending your Easter Sunday with us. Yeah.